Think of your favorite music, painting, or other artwork, and you imagine they're created from a place of impassioned inspiration. And then you meet James Suttles, a native of Brevard, building a career with a different motivation.
Every decision that we make, whether it's creative, whether it's casting, is all about how do we position this to make money.
That's been a central bylaw of Suttles' emerging career in low-budget horror films. From his office attached to the Highland Brewing Complex in Asheville, he's built a commercial production company with several high-profile clients, and that's freed him up to take a more patient, calculated path with his own movies. Of the 8 films he's either directed, produced, or led the photography over the past decade, 4 are horror films. The newest is The Evil Inside Her, a feature-length movie shot entirely in Brevard and destined by design for the video-on-demand marketplace.
I'm sorry. Vicky, don't do this. I'm sorry.
I'm a fan of horror, but it's not probably my number one genre that I watch, right? But horror films are incredibly fun to make. The genre lets you experiment with some of the rules more than other genres do, like drama. Horror, and I guess that's more of the audience. The audience is more accepting of experimentation.
By experimentation, Suttles explained horror films can run shorter than films typically do in other genres. They're more dependent on storytelling and plot lines rather than marquee performers whose fees can sharply raise the cost of making films. And the genre has allowed him to work largely with local casts and crews. This juggle of commercial and expressive work has allowed Suttles to remain in this region, and he now lives in Mills River with his wife and 4 children.
I had talked to a lot of people that I was friends with, that I had met that was in the industry, and a lot of them told me the same thing, which is that the resume is more important than necessarily the education, right? So the more opportunity you have to work on projects, that builds the resume faster than 4 years at film school.
Contrasting some of the more well-known and flamboyant titans of filmmaking, Suttles has a modest, even flatline personality. And when he speaks about his approach to filmmaking, he sounds more like a businessman than an auteur.
The mistake that I've seen a lot of people make is that they've approached this not with a business in mind. They've approached this with passion projects, and they've approached this with the idea that I'm going to tell the greatest story ever told, but they don't step back and say, well, does anyone want to watch it? Does anyone want to see it? My fear was that I would make one film, and that would be the only film that I made. So I have to have a game plan of how I'm going to get to that second film and that third film.
I don't want you to stay stagnant. Yeah, like, you need to move somewhere. You need to keep that kinetic energy going.
As a director before calling action, yeah. Suttles often holds his hands in front of his face, the tips of his thumbs touching in a classic framing of a scene, to give himself a mental image of the picture he's about to shoot.
Yeah, I see this as you kind of walking a little bit, too, with it. Like, we need a little kinetic energy here. Right.
Coming into The Evil Inside Her, one of my main goals personally was to focus on the narrative structure, but also making sure that the performances that we're putting on screen are more in line with what you would see in some higher-end drama films. So my main goal when we started casting the film was to find really strong actors that were, yes, great at all the horror tropes, right, but also just fantastic performers that could deliver something that felt real and genuine.
Here's the synopsis of The Evil Inside Her. A relaxing weekend for 4 friends quickly turns into a fight for survival in the middle of the North Carolina wilderness.
A theatrical release used to be the holy grail for a filmmaker, right? In some strange way, Netflix has become the new holy grail. If you can get your film on Netflix, you've made it, which isn't necessarily true, but that seems to be the common thought in the filmmaking community.
The Evil Inside Her hasn't exactly caught the horror world by its throat. Users on the website imdb.com have only given it an average rating of 4.3 out of 10. You can view the film and rate for yourself on Amazon, among other online outlets. I'm Matt Pikin for Blue Ridge Public Radio News.